This week's mailbag comes from Kim. Kim says, "Lisa, you are such an inspiration. I'm growing my own business, and your methods have really propelled me forward. You're so intelligent, and I appreciate your dedication to helping others. The Workbox and Sunday Basket are incredible. There's more to them than I could have imagined when I first started using them. Thank you, and Happy New Year, Kim." Do you have an organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organize365.com and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organize 365.
Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. I share a lot. I mean, a lot. A lot on the podcast, a lot on Instagram. I feel like my life is an open book, but I want to open that book even further and really invite you into a week in my life. And I'm going to do that in 5 podcast episodes here on the Organize 365 podcast. First, I'm going to take you into what a typical Saturday is like, and then what a typical Sunday is like, followed up by Monday through Friday of my morning routine, Monday through Friday of my afternoon routine, and Monday through Friday of my evening routine. So this will be 5 podcasts. I don't know which one you've just turned on, but this is part of a 5 podcast series. So you can go forward or back in the podcast player to hear all of the rest if this is after they come out live. And I just want to talk to you about some of the habits and things that I put into my life that caused me to live a life that is very proactive, that is very positive, and is very planned. And it's those little things that I do on a regular basis that you don't really think to include in a whole podcast. So take a listen to what happens on a typical day inside of my life, and hopefully you will glean some different habits and tips and tricks that you can add to your life to add more ease and less stress as you go about your day. Happy Saturday. Okay, so I am going to take you through a typical Saturday day in my life and explain to you how and why I do what I do on Saturdays. The reason why I am telling you what I do on Saturday, and then I'm also going to tell you what I do on Sunday, is because as I was helping other people learn productivity and better understand where their time went, I realized that I don't look at Saturday and Sunday time the way everyone else does. Like, I think we all look at Monday through Friday work time, 40 hours, 50 hours a week plus commute. Like, we all understand that kind of time. We all kind of understand a morning, afternoon, evening routine. And when you listen to those podcast episodes, you're going to hear how I have really 3 different morning routines. I only do my afternoon routine Monday through Friday, and I do my evening routine every single night. So even if you have a morning, afternoon, evening routine, it doesn't mean that you do your morning, afternoon, evening routine every day. So if your morning routine, you know, how long does it take? Mine could take anywhere from 20 minutes to an hour. And I know which days I put the longer morning routine on, so I understand where my time goes. Like, I really, truly understand where my time goes. And when I started looking at weekend time, Saturday, Sunday time, which really kind of for me includes Friday night, I realized that my Saturdays and Sundays have 2 completely different focuses and completely different energies to them. So in order for this to make complete sense, I want to tell you a little bit about me because your phase and stage of life is probably not the same as mine. I am 49 years old. I have been married for 26 years. We've lived in the same house for 25 years. So we had this house before we had kids. Our kids are 21 and 20 years old, so they are adults. Our 20-year-old lives in the basement with her brand new baby, Grayson. He is 11 weeks old at the time of this recording. I'm recording this Saturday, November 12th, which is the weekend before Thanksgiving. So I'm like 10 or 12 days away from Thanksgiving. I make all of the Thanksgiving food, but on a regular basis, I make absolutely nothing. Like, we've had a new microwave for a year, and I didn't even know how to use it the other day. That's how little cooking I actually do in our kitchen. It's pathetic. I started Organize 365 as a company almost 10 years ago. It'll be 10 years in January. So by the time you listen to this, we will be 10 years old. Yay! I started it as an in-home professional organizing career at home and a blog that then became a podcast. And I just started working in our corporate headquarters in January of 2021, even though I've had employees working inside of the office longer than that. I also want to say that I've been through many, many different phases of employment and, yeah, just employment in general. I was a stay-at-home mom for a long time, loved it. I was a solopreneur and I worked from home for a long time. I was in a lot of direct sales companies. And now I am the CEO and founder of Organize 365 that has more than 10 employees. And so we have like a true functioning business that I go to Monday through Friday. So my Saturday routine is pretty easy because I don't have young kids and I don't do the cooking. So literally on Saturdays, Greg will plan out what we're going to eat for the week. He will go do the grocery shopping. He will bring it home. He will put it away. He will do all of the cooking. Any cooking that we do during the week, he will do it. And I just do the dishes. That's my only job, to do the dishes. And I've really cut back the amount of calories I'm eating because I'm 49. And if you listen to the Workbox podcast I have about what I do Monday through Friday, which will be running on our sister podcast, Friday Workboxes, you'll hear how I really eat the same exact foods. I don't eat a lot of foods. Like, I literally could place a repetitive Walmart pickup order for my food and be done. Like, I don't have a lot of variety in my food. So I want to preface this by saying that I have cleaned people's houses and I've had my house cleaned at different times in my life. And I'm in a season of life where I have somebody else clean my house. When our daughter told us she was pregnant, and she was going to have a baby and live with us, which I'm super excited about and I love, and you'll hear all about Grayson in these podcast episodes, I immediately contacted the person who cleans our house. I said, hey, you know that every other week thing? She's like, yeah. I said, how about we make it weekly? She's like, of course, I would love to. So she cleans our house every single Thursday. So I don't vacuum or dust ever. And there are other things she does around the house that I don't do. Also, my standards of cleanliness are, I think they're actually average, definitely not perfectionistic. I'm definitely not a germaphobe at all. So today I'm actually washing my bed sheets, but I really only do that every once in a while, not even necessarily on a regular basis. So let's get started on what I'm doing on a Saturday. So because I'm 49, because I don't have school-age kids, because I have somebody cleaning my house, I honestly can get up and get my Saturday chores done in like, I don't know, 30 minutes and have my entire day to myself. But I chose not to record that day for you on the podcast. I chose to record for you my biggest household Saturday day that I do. And I do this day every 4 weeks to 6 weeks. It just depends on when I feel like I need to reset my house. We're 6 weeks out from the end of the year, six, 7 weeks. We're 6 weeks out from Christmas, I think. So I'm feeling like I want to really reset my house, make sure everything is in place, because in a week and a half, I'm having Thanksgiving here. And then 4 weeks from then, we're having Christmas here. And so these are the things that I do on a large Saturday day. And I call this my domestic day. Like, I literally put my thinking cap on. And I pretend that I am not the owner of the home, but I am the person that has to make sure that this house is ready for the family that lives in it for Thanksgiving and for Christmas. What can I do today that will make it easier for this family, as if I'm not actually a member of the family? So Saturday mornings, I normally wake up, I just kind of wake up kind of early, and I woke up at 6:15 today. And I don't actually get up. I just lay there and keep my eyes closed and I just dream. And I think and I plan and I think about my business and I think about the holidays and I think about my family. And I could do that anywhere from 30 minutes to like 2 hours. But today, Abby brought Grayson upstairs around 7:15. She was peering around the corner to see if we were awake. I was awake. So I held my hands out like I was a two-year-old and she was going to pick me up. But really, I wanted her to hand me that baby. So Grayson came in and that woke Greg up. And Greg and I typically stay in bed on a Saturday and Sunday morning, but on a Saturday morning until, I don't know, between 10 and 12 a.m., even though we get up so early, even before Grayson, we would do this. This is our best time of the week to talk. We've got the TV on. We see like the headlines of the news. We remember all the things during the week we forgot to tell each other, jokes we've heard, people we saw, conversation, family conversations we had. So we really connect in the morning, just laying in bed. And we lay in bed a long time. So we had Grayson until like 8:30, I think. I fed him a bottle and then Abby went and put him down for a nap. And Greg and I talked in like 10:15. He got up, he got in the shower. I got in the shower around 10:30. Now, when you heard my morning routine, you hear about my morning routine that I have for a work day. I'm one of those people that my mom said once I started wearing lipstick when I was 16, like if you don't wear lipstick, you're naked. And I really truly feel naked without lipstick. So on the weekend, my morning routine is I get up, I take a really long shower and I wash my hair and I just kind of think. I think about what my intention is for the weekend, what I hope to achieve for our household, and also if there are any work-related things that I want to achieve over the weekend before the next work week starts. So this morning in the shower, I was thinking a lot about this podcast and why I really wanted to tell you that I really am moving into a new phase of life. I am not a stay-at-home mom anymore, and I really am moving into this, you know, 50-year-old life that I'm about to have, my 50s. I'm super excited about it. I have so much more time than I've ever had before, and I don't want to waste any of it. So I take a shower. I do wash my hair on the weekends. I wash my hair about every other day, and I put an extra conditioning treatment in it, and then I try not to put any product in because I use really firm hairspray, which isn't great for your hair, but it makes your hair look great. So I just dry my hair and I put it in a ponytail straight and then I do my bangs, but I do full makeup. So I do full makeup every single day of, COVID happened. You might've worn sweatpants. I did my makeup every single day. Like there's not a day that I don't do my makeup. So full makeup, get ready. I was ready to go around 11 o'clock. The next thing that I do that I've already done, and then I'll tell you what I'm about to do, and then I'll come back later and report and see if I've done it. So the next thing I do is I get all of my machines going for the day. I want my house, I want to spend the morning optimizing and organizing my house, but I want to do it in the fastest possible way. So in order to do that, I've already started the laundry. Abby started the dishwasher earlier because she was washing the bottles. So my machines are already working for me. So when I am done getting ready and I go downstairs, my laundry is already ready to go into the dryer and I'm ready to start my second load. So that's where I am. I have finally gotten my laziness out of bed. I started a load of laundry. I did my full morning routine. I was very leisurely and slow and getting ready. It took me about 30 minutes to get ready this morning. It is 11 o'clock. I'm ready to go downstairs. And my goal right now is that I am going to do anything that I deem as a household-related task. So here's what I wrote down on a little piece of paper. I've already started changing my sheets. I've already started the laundry. I'm generally going to straighten the house. I'm going to walk through the whole house and put everything back where it's supposed to go. Abby has a water machine in the basement that has purified water. I'm going to take those water bottles, the new ones that were delivered down for her, and bring the empty ones up. She has a disc herniation, so we don't have her do that. I do that for her. I went to Costco after work yesterday and all that stuff's in the back of my trunk. So I'm going to empty that, put that where everything goes. I'm going to check my monthly checklist, which I haven't done yet, but I already know I need to change the furnace filter. I need to give Hunter and Frank their flea and tick medicine. I need to change Hunter's collar battery and I need to replenish my bathroom supplies. So that is what I'm going to do. It's 11:02. I will check back when I'm done with that little list. All right, it is 11:40. I got everything done on my list I told you I was going to do, except
Hunter's flea and tick medicine and changing his color battery. I actually just put all that in the Sunday basket, so I'll do that tomorrow. And I've moved, the first load of laundry is in the dryer and the second load of laundry is started. I actually have three loads today, which is unusual. I usually only have one or two. And I also made smaller loads just, I don't know, because I can. So I am headed out for errands. We do not run our washer and dryer when no one is home, but Abby is home, so I'm allowed to keep going on my laundry. It's just a Greg routine, Greg rule. And my errands that I plan on doing are, I'm going to go get cash. I have to go over to Joey's house and feed his cat. I have to pick up some photos that I have printed at Walgreens. And where is my errand list? Well, of course, the other thing I'm doing is getting onion rings. So I will be back when I'm done with those four errands. Okay, it is 1:20. I am almost home from running my errands. I forgot to tell you earlier that at the beginning of the day, sometimes Friday night, but always on Saturday morning, I think about the food I am going to feed my brain all day. And here are the different choices I usually have. I can go through podcast episodes, although lately I don't listen to podcasts as much as I used to. I've really listened to a lot of podcasts, business development podcasts. I don't listen to organizing podcasts or productivity podcasts. I really like Wondery podcasts because they're almost like audiobooks in podcast form. So I like those. But lately, over the last like 3 to 4 months, I usually pick a couple books that I want to listen to all weekend. And so I will usually start them Friday after work, and I will usually get through at least one, usually two, sometimes three audiobooks because I just listen, and I listen at a higher speed. Usually on podcasts, I listen to 1.5 speed. On books, I listen to like 1.75 speed, depending on the book, sometimes a little bit faster or a little bit slower. Also, if I am tired, usually Saturday or Sunday, one of the days, I will move a little bit slower. Today, I'm moving a little bit slower than my normal speed, but I don't feel overwhelmed, which is kind of ironic because I just had the team in for 3 days and I have so many potential work ideas, but I'm not thinking about any of those. So today, I have been listening to podcasts about producing your own TV show, producing a reality show, producing a TV show, funding your own TV show, what it's like to do a TV show, how many hours it takes, how many weeks it takes, things like that. So I like Google searched for all those in podcasts and I found some random one podcast episodes. And then I found this podcast that I had listened to a couple of years ago. It's called Unscripted. I think it's called Unscripted Reality TV. And it's Joke and Biagio and they are producers out in California. So I'm listening to some of their old podcast episodes. And now I'm about to go home and do projects. So every Saturday, I transition from focusing on my home and my family to a project or projects that I want to get done each weekend. So now that I am done focusing on everything the house needs, I fed Joey's cat, you know, Abby and I hung out with Grayson. We talked all about, you know, him starting daycare last week and his development and how much he's eating and all of that. We did all that this morning. I am moving into my middle part of my day on a Saturday, and I'm starting to focus on the house, but really like my unique spin that I like to put on the house. So whatever projects I want to do. Abby wants to decorate for Christmas, and I could go there mentally, but physically, I'm like, there's no way. I'm not decorating for Christmas this week. I have no problem decorating early for Christmas. I just know that halfway through, I'll be frustrated instead of excited. So I have just a few projects that I want to do this week. One is we bought some plaster of Paris, and we want to get Grayson's little hand and foot done in plaster of Paris. I know I want to do that. I may or may not do it today, but I'll for sure do it tomorrow. It'll get done this weekend. Another project is I want to change out our front door wreath, and I have a few Thanksgiving decorations I want to put out. Let me look and see what my other projects are. And so what happens with projects is when I start doing my projects, I do each project to completion, And then at the end of that project, I ask myself, okay, do you have the energy and excitement for the next project? If no, then I move on to the next phase, which I'll tell you soon. But if yes, I pick one more thing. Oh, another project I need to do is go through all of the Thanksgiving food for Thanksgiving that I'm making. I ordered it and picked it up Wednesday night, including the turkey, but I'm not sure I have all the right ingredients, so I'll go through and do that. Oh, another project I want to do is I want to change out an outlet, not the whole outlet, but the thing you plug into an outlet, so I could charge my watch and my phone near my bed. I may or may not get to that project. And then I have a project I want to do with Abby, which I probably will do because she's looking for a project to do. So those are my projects. So I am going to pick up my photos here. I'm sitting in the parking lot, go home, see how Abby and Grayson are doing, get started on my projects, and then I will get back with you. Oh, I forgot. The reason I was telling you about the podcasts I was listening to and that I'm listening to reality TV podcasts is because I've met with a local producer about self-producing a pilot for the TV show that I want to do. So later this afternoon, I will be doing a puzzle. And when I do my puzzle, I either continue to listen to the audiobook I downloaded or podcasts. But today, I think what I'm going to do is watch a few episodes of Marie Kondo's TV show and a few episodes of the Home Edit TV show, and then see if there is a way for me to go back and watch Clean Sweep by Peter Walsh. But I don't think you can watch those episodes anymore. And then I want to watch an episode of Super Nanny. And all of this is really just filling my bank of Super Nanny and Clean Sweep are kind of the TV show I'm going after, that flair. But I want to watch The Home Edit and Marie Kondo just to see what's already out there for organizing TV shows.
All right, it is 3 o'clock. We are at the end of my planned Saturday day. From here on out, I now focus on what I need in order to recharge myself personally for running Sunday through Friday. So I'm up in my bedroom, which I call my condo because I call kids' bedrooms their mini apartments. That makes my bedroom my condo. I just made my second cup of coffee. I brought up all the laundry that's half folded. As soon as I'm done with this, I'll finish folding it and putting it away. But true confessions, I'm also folding laundry from last Saturday that I didn't fold and put away. So, you know, sometimes it gets done, sometimes it doesn't. I currently have 2 puzzles in progress. One is a 2,000-piece puzzle, and that one I think I'm going to finish up today. The other one is a 500-piece puzzle that is all blue paisleys that's really hard that I started earlier this week. I'll probably work on that one tomorrow. I'm going to watch the TV shows that I told you about earlier, just continuing to think and dream and figure out if I want to do a TV show, what it would look like, so that when I meet with the producer again, we could talk about what elements of TV we want to pull into our show that we are going to be pitching. And I may or may not, like, I may watch one TV show and then be like, nope, I want to watch my favorites. So I don't watch any regular TV anymore. I only watch TV on demand. So I watch Grey's Anatomy, a lot of medical shows. Grey's Anatomy, The Good Doctor, Greg and I watch A Million Little Things. We just started Succession. We tend to binge shows, so we like to have it all the way produced and then we binge right through it. We really liked Ted Lasso. I'm loving the show Hacks on HBO. Greg, halfway through, got disinterested in the show, so now I'm watching that one. So Saturday afternoon is about the only day I watch TV, but I do start watching it like around 3 o'clock, and I will watch it all the way until Greg's ready to watch TV tonight, which will be like 7:30 or 8, and then I will go to bed between 9 or 10. Somewhere in there, I will take Grayson for Abby so she can have a couple hours without him. Plus also, who wouldn't want to have a baby? I want to play with the baby. We do Saturday food on your own. So I might snack for dinner. I might just have cheese and crackers. I might have nothing. This is the day you could just go get takeout or fast food or whatever you want. So I already had Culver's. That's my main meal of the day. My bedtime routine is that I will take an Epsom salt bath and that's about it. I don't do anything else in my bedtime routine other than my regular taking my supplements,
taking my bath, getting ready for bed, washing my face. That's about it. So from here on out, it's just like, I feel like on Saturday afternoons, I'm a kid who got all my homework done and all my chores done, and now I'm allowed to play in my bedroom until I go to bed. And that's exactly what I do every Saturday. I hope you enjoyed this day in the life. My Sunday routine is much different of a feeling than my Saturday. And once you've listened to this Saturday routine, I wonder how much of your expectations or what you love doing on Saturday are actually the things you loved doing as a kid, just like how I loved spending my day like this as a kid. Okay, just touching base with you here one more last time before I go to bed. So my afternoon plan went just as planned. I watched Grayson for about an hour while Abby ran an errand. I got the first puzzle done. I started working on my second puzzle. I watched tons of TV shows. Greg and I watched Grayson from 6 to 8. And when Abby took Grayson at 8, Greg and I looked at each other and we were like, we're ready for bed. So it is 8:10. I seriously could have gone to bed at 7 o'clock. And the reason why I'm telling you this is because ever since the pandemic started, like whatever that was, 18, 20 months ago, I need like 9 hours of sleep each night. And on the weekend, I could sleep 10 or 11 hours. And before that, I would sleep like 7 hours and then maybe 8 or 9 on the weekend. And I need a lot more sleep than I used to. And I don't think it's my age. I think it is the pandemic. So I took a quick bath at 8. It's 8:10. I'm literally going to bed. I'll see you tomorrow morning.